Welcome to Deep Health Fridays, all of your biggest health questions answered in under 10 minutes. And this week's question, how do I balance mum life whilst making time for my health? Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. And today we are super excited, as always, to be here answering your biggest health and fitness questions. So today we've got an amazing question. I love this question so much because so many of our Mind Body to Lead members are mums, and we get asked this question frequently. So it's all about how can I find balance between being a mum and also making time for my health? So the first thing that I want to say in all of this, I'm really big on language and I listen for words that people use. And the first word that I want to bring your attention to is, how do I balance? Now, when I think of the word balance, I think of, you know, someone who's a bit unstable, somebody who, you know, could drop the balls anytime. I think of a juggler, you know, constantly just like, you know, throwing balls up in the air and just waiting for one to drop. And they will eventually drop. So let's think about that word balance. And instead, could we change that word balance to blend? Mm. So straight away, do you feel a bit calmer? How can I blend being a mum and looking after my health? How can I bring them both together? How can I incorporate them both into my life, even at the same time, instead of them being two separate things? So that could be something, just watching your language around, you know, what you're saying and the words that you choose. So let's now talk about how can we blend instead of balance. So the first thing that I would say is, when thinking about blending, you know, could there be exercises and activities that you do as a family? You know, I always see, young children and their parents out on bicycles at weekend, or, you know, playing at the park, going for picnics, and, you know, the mum, you know, and dad frisbees and balls and things. Like, when we think about exercise and health, it doesn't have to be about pounding the pavement on a run or going to the gym. You know, it's really about movement. Mm, and There is a difference between fitness and health. And what Carl and I are really passionate about is health. And health to me goes so much deeper than, you know, just panicking about getting in that HIIT session or that workout. Health for me is also how you feel when you are moving your body. So instead of trying to do them separately, could you incorporate just a healthy lifestyle? And as a byproduct of that, you'll be inspiring your kids at the same time and you'll all be getting healthy together. So think about it that way. Don't think about, right now I've got to exercise, when am I locking that in? Or how can I get my children involved in this activity that I'm about to do? You know, is there something we can do together as a family and we can all be active? So that's the first thing that I want to say.
Yeah, absolutely. I think movement, you're right. Movement should be fun, or fitness should be fun. And, and like Georgie said, it's like, you know, blending it. And when we talk about deep health, as I spoke about at the start, if you're not maybe fully aware of deep health, it's not just about our physical health, but it's about our mental health, our relational health. So, you know, the relationship that we have with our children, our partners, they're going to be increasing when we're moving together. Our environmental health, you know, how does it look? Like, do you enjoy going to the gym? Do you enjoy that environment? Or do you enjoy, you know, perhaps a room at home, or going outside, you know, going for, you know, like Georgie said, playing in the park. So how does your environment look? And are there things that you like to do, like going to the beach? Well, maybe you could think about, you know, going to the beach and moving your body instead of, you know, just lying down, or going for a swim when you're at the beach. And there's lots of different things that we can be doing and blending all those different areas of health. So I absolutely love that. Another thing that I always hear, and I hear this a lot, and it's all around guilt. And mums specifically, when they talk about their health, they say, I don't have time, you know, and they're essentially prioritizing their children. And I get it. You know, I do understand why that kind of mentality may be there, but we've got to, I think what we've got to sometimes do is future cast ourselves. Because if we're feeling guilty that right now that we're not spending enough time with our children, but we're maybe sacrificing areas of our health and, you know, our physical health, our mental health, everything is starting to drop. What impact is that going to have in a year's time, in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, in 50 years' time? What impact is your decision today going to have on that future you? And I don't know about you, and Georgie and I speak about this a lot, but when I am in my hundreds, and I'm going to say that when I'm in my hundreds, I want to still be mentally active and physically active and not feel like I have to rely on anybody else, you know, for myself, you know, for my body, for my own personal health. And we want to be around to see our children grow up, to see our children maybe have children as well, if that, you know, if that's what they decide to do. And we want to be around with that in a healthy way. And so we do really have to think about, it's not, I don't necessarily like the word guilt, but it really is about then prioritizing your own health. And, you know, people, mums then say it's selfish, but it's not selfish, because what word do you like to use a lot, Georgie? It's not selfish. It is.
Well, it's an act of self-love.
Self-love. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And yeah, I think that's just so, so key. Like, with just so many mums, you know, they're like, yeah, you know, but that means it's time away from my children. But it's also like, don't you want to spend quality time with them as well over quantity? Because I know, I don't know about you, but when I've done something for me, whether that's, you know, take 30 minutes to go and do some yoga, read, go for a run, whatever the activity is, I show up so much better for everyone else. You know, if I just got up in the morning, jumped straight on the team meeting, you know, or just went straight out and did something for other people, like, I haven't filled up my cup first. And I think that that is so, so important. And like, if we don't do that, you know, we can end up, you know, neglecting our health. And then if we neglect our health, then we can't be the best version of ourselves for our spouse, for our children, for our loved ones, and also just be that role model, you know, be that person that our children look up to. So could you change your mindset around it? Instead of feeling guilty, you know, see it as, you know, I want to inspire my children to be healthy. I want to live disease free and pain free. And I want to be around to watch them grow up into the future. You know, and I want to be a healthy mum for them. So I think it's just really identifying where the guilt comes from, because a lot of it has all been stems back from the way we were raised as children. So look back and think, okay, well, my mum was always there for me, but, you know, were there times when she was a little bit stressed, or, you know, she snapped at me or something like that? Because it's really important to dig into these beliefs and understand where they come from. And usually it's because we have these form of beliefs that we've adopted from childhood, but they might not be serving us into our adulthood. So, you know, really important to get clear on, you know, what kind of life do you want to live? What kind of parent do you want to be, and not be influenced from your own childhood or from the people around you? Like, it shouldn't be a competitive thing. The best version of you is the true, healthy, authentic you, not some other version, not, you know, what society says you should be. So always make sure that you're living in alignment with your own values, and make sure that you're living a life that feels true to you. That's really, really key.
Beautiful. So I think that almost rounds up today's episode. So really think about, as Georgie mentioned, your language. What's your language? So blending all those areas of health, blending that time with your children, thinking not about guilt, but self-love, and future casting yourself into the future. And what does that look like for you? But I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we'll see you in the next one. Have a beautiful weekend.
See you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.